You're going to have a lot of crap to deal with moving forward.
If you're hearing our voices, it means it's time for It's This Meets That, the podcast where you watch the worst movies from trailer to end credits, scene by scene, so you don't have to, but maybe you should. I'm Russ.
I'm Jared.
Yeah. Aren't we all?
We all are.
Can't wait. Anyways, so here we are. What are we doing right now? We're doing a new movie, right?
Yep, we're doing a podcast. Yep.
we're two gentlemen discussing, conversing.
Couple bros.
Couple beers.
Hanging out.
Maybe a couple beers and bros. Just buying
on Zoom.
Okay. Now it's gotten weird.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got dark. Very dark.
I think the sun just went out.
Neat.
Yeah. So, folks, that's
it's
the
inevitable.
End. Yeah, it's the end
death
of
the universe.
And we knew it was going to happen. I just didn't think it was going to be so quick. But yeah, I mean,
the sun's said we'd do it until the end of time, and here we are.
Here we are. We've hit it. I apologize now if anyone hears some weird humming noise in the background on my side. That's my air conditioner because it is unbearably hot. So
yeah, he's just kidding. It's not his air conditioner. He taught Armando how to hum, and he's not very good at it yet.
No, he's not. He's like, I'm like, Armando, come on, buddy, get better with this.
Yeah, it sounds kind of like a janky AC, but it's a puppy.
Just, yeah, it's just puppy. It's puppy Armando. Just trying to figure it all out. So
forever puppy.
So we're back. We're kicking off a new movie, Teardown. We start with the trailer trash. That's what this is all about. So we watched the trailer and then we're tearing it down.
That's right.
So I feel like I haven't explained that in a long time. So refresher. I think every 10 episodes I got to do that.
Yeah, sounds right.
Whatever. So what are we getting into? What are we doing?
Yep. We are watching 2-1-1.
Oh, baby.
How are we pronouncing this? Have we decided?
I think it's 2-1-1 because I think that's the police, right? Isn't that the police? I'm going to guess.
I'm assuming.
Yeah, we got a 2-1-1 here. I'm guessing is bank robbery, heist.
Oh, we got a 2-11 here.
2-11.
Could be the same.
Could be. That's true. We got a 311 here. Oh, no. Chill. Yeah.
This is a pothole. We got to fill it.
We got to fill it. shovels. I got a... you can come up with your own part to fun facts, but I just thought of one for you, but no. We'll see.
I was going to go torture again, but...
You do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You surprise
Police
me.
Abuse? I don't know.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, we'll figure something out.
Don't you worry, listener. We got you covered. Yeah.
Everyone's favorite part two.
Everyone's favorite two. So we get two. I'm going 2-1-1. I don't know.
Okay.
Because if you say if you say 2-11, I feel like it's a call in. If you say 2-11, that's could be confusing. You don't say that if you're calling
could
in.
Could be
say,
a time.
Right. You say 2-1-1. Right. I got a 2-1-1 down here at 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I got a 2-11 at 7-Eleven. I don't know.
That's easy enough. That's kind of fun. 2-11, 7-Eleven. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, we'll see what they say in the movie. They didn't say it in the trailer.
They didn't. Bastards. Okay. This movie came out in 2018.
I should tell people what it's about.
Well, right? I was going to say when it came out. It came out in 2018, so before life existed. So
policing has changed since then. No, it hasn't. Who are we kidding? It's exactly the same.
Yep.
And I like how prescient. Yeah, this is gonna be a good episode.
Yeah, I can't wait. Wait to listen to this one.
Just talking about how to pronounce words.
Numbers. We're also talking about how to pronounce numbers. Is it a 2-11? Right. Is it a 2-1-1? 2-11.
Yeah, the stuff the listeners love.
I don't imagine we have a lot of cop listeners, but hey, if you are one, shoot us an email. Tell us what it is.
Yeah, you're probably not a bastard like the rest.
If you listen to this, you're definitely not.
Yeah, we'll find out. Oh, we haven't crimed in a while, so.
Yeah, no.
We're not guilty of anything here.
Prescient? Why are you saying that word?
I was saying it because Nicolas Cage spends half this trailer bitching about people having camera phones. That was like a couple years down the line after that when that really became a big thing.
Yeah. Forward thinking Nicolas Cage commentary here, right?
Who knew? Oof. Yeah, 2018.
2018. So advanced.
Yeah, so advanced. Also, I feel like he looked worse in this than he does in movies that came after this.
But... we all know our boy Nicky Cage here. He gets into role. We know
he's a chameleon.
He is more method. Like he's so method. He is Daniel Day-Lewis playing Nicolas Cage playing a cop. Like that's how
that's right.
you know.
Yeah, he probably developed alcoholism for this role. I'm assuming.
He probably went on the street and beat up people, you know, just to get into it. Sir, why are you throwing me in the back of your sedan? I just, it's for a role.
Practice.
Practice. Practice. Don't worry about it, kid. All right, so you still need to tell us what this movie's about, right?
That's right.
All right, we haven't done that yet.
No, we've made it very far. So our log line, while on a routine patrol, an aging cop, his partner, and their ride-along get caught in a standoff with a band of former mercenaries robbing a bank.
Yeah.
Okay.
Didn't we do this movie already?
Yeah.
This is like one of our first, this is one of our early movies, 10 minutes gone.
Yes, it is the same.
Finally, I remembered one off the bat. Like,
great work, dude. I didn't remember.
I didn't look it up. I swear to God. I just was like, it just came to my head. It was like, Nicholas Chiklets, what's the name?
Yep. Nicholas Chiklets.
Nicholas Chiklets. Jesus. And
what the hell Bruce Willis.
That? And Bruce Willis. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's before we knew that he had. Guy. That's before, by the way, it's before we knew Bruce Willis had was, right?
Totally
on the record. Totally. We still love Bruce, but
that's right. We stopped shitting on him.
Yeah, after that, we should have been shitting on the people who were taking advantage of him. Which shame that's on right. you. Shame on you.
Shame on you.
Shame on you.
Yeah, and what's that other guy that I love that's in that movie too? Who's like the bald a cop guy. In everything? Yeah, the bald guy.
Chiklets.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Nicolas Cage.
No,
he,
was
like,
no,
he wasn't in that.
But. No, Chiklets. That's his
Michael Chiklets. Yeah.
That's it. Oof. I'm only good with I got the title. That's all I got. That's all I got.
Listeners, if you like a good struggle episode, this is the one.
No. Pronouncing numbers, pronouncing words, remembering things.
Remembering things.
This is why we store things in digital format, so we can just bring it up at any minute, right?
God, we're good at this.
This is why the internet ends. This is why the internet exists. It's for remembering things that I don't want to remember.
That's right.
Remember that, everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. I would much rather watch Ride Along again because I love Ride Along.
You do love that. I haven't seen it. I'll watch it.
Oh, man. And the sequel, Ride Along the Squeakquel.
I was going to say, was it just called Ride Along 2? Ride Along again.
I think it was something like that. Yeah.
Right. So we got a.
Films.
Are you doing okay there?
I'm having a time.
How's your left hand? Is it numb? Can you give me a couple fingers?
Not more numb than usual.
All right, you're good. So, all right, so we got routine patrol, classic. We got a aging cop, classic. I'm too old for this shit. We got the partner who's too young to know any better. We got a ride along who is like just caught in the crossfire.
Way too young for this shit.
Way too young for this shit. And then we got a standoff with former mercenaries who are definitely more qualified than the two cops. Let's go.
Let's go.
Well, before that,
yeah.
Before we go anywhere, we have any fan service? Service?
As
they say in France.
Double check, but I don't think we do. So, listeners, you know what that means. Shame on you. Shame on me.
This is Jared's moment of shame.
Yep. Not being compelling enough, I guess, for you to write us an email. So,
yeah.
We've gotten a bunch recently. We were on a good streak. You broke the streak.
Yeah.
Listener.
Yeah.
Send us an email.
Begging. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's thismeetsthat@gmail.com. You can do it. I believe in you.
Remember when I did those few episodes where I actually cut in like sound effects and like weird quips and quirks from things? So I was like, I'm gonna try and put some effort into this.
Yep. I forgot about those.
There was like a short period of time where I was really excited about editing these things. Mm-hmm. I still am. I just want to get to the what's important is what we say. That's important.
The meat and potatoes.
Yeah, not the jingle jangle. It's us when we say, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I just thought I was like, we're just going to cut in like the scene from Game of Thrones. They just yell shame with the bell. I was going to cut it in there to really make our listeners feel like they're shameful for like.
People love that.
I know. And they love Game of Thrones. So it's like a 2-for-1.
Yeah, yeah. Let's put it in like right here.
Shame. 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 Shame.
We'll see how I do. Is that a copyright issue? Do we have to worry about that?
Yeah, for sure. But don't worry about it.
But that'd be awesome. What if HBO was like...
Max. I think you mean Max.
Oh, right. Max. Mr. Max. What if Mr. Max wrote us?
Yeah. Co-sign that litigious.
Co-sign. No, are you kidding me? They can't even figure out what their show, what their streaming service is called. They don't even know how to merge things. They don't know how to do anything over there. They got an idiot for anyways.
They're no Disney.
Milking in all the wrong places. All right, anyways.
Mm-hmm. What?
So they're idiot. yeah. I don't know.
Love milk. We love milk.
Do we?
We don't.
No. I'm dairy free. We're DF over here. We're dairy free.
Yep. Down to dairy. Down. DTD.
Good start. Okay. All right. So no fan service. Shame on you.
Nope. Yep. Email us. I said the thing.
We got the title of the movie. We got the log line of the movie.
Yep.
Yep. We did some opening shenanigans. Okay. We're good. Okay. Do we get into
I think it's time.
Yeah. Okay. This is the moment. Whew. So exciting. So this trailer comes in more hot than your ma's kettle.
Oh, God.
Yeah. I think it's, is that a phrase?
Yeah.
Well, because it kettles the heat up the whole time.
Your ma's kettle.
Your ma's kettle. It's more hotter than your ma's kettle. So this trailer comes in super hot. And it's like, you got to settle down here, trailer. And it's just action. Just bop, 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 boom, 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 boom.
Right? All cylinders, automatic gunfire, let's cops go. And shootout. And fake like Nicolas Cage is like, what?
CGI fire.
And then,
we need backup. We've got company. And they actually don't say that, but they should have.
Yeah, they should have. Yeah.
They should have.
They meant it.
Yeah, it's not a good action movie unless you're using that line, right?
He said it with his eyes.
Yeah, he said, ugh. If someday we'll do video and someday I'll post that, people will see, ugh. That's the, right. They got company eyes. You got to make that noise, too.
Listeners, you can't see it, but his eyes are like bulging out of his skull. It's really weird.
And then he whispered, I'm too old for this shit. And it's like, well, that's from another movie. So, but
classic.
That's the vibe. And we got a title card, Nicolas Cage, 211, 211, 211?
Still either.
Still unsure. It could work either way.
Yeah, we'll say both, I'm sure.
Yeah, 211 official trailer.
211 reminds me of 311, which is
I know.
Fun.
Yeah.
Which is fun.
It brings you back to a certain time where you're like, should I really like this band? You're like, no, but
maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, are you looking for a good time? Is amber the color of your energy?
I mean, do you want two singers, one who raps and one who sings in your band? I mean, kind of
anything,
right? I don't know, mix it up a little bit. I don't know.
Yeah, do the Linkin Park model.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyways, RIP. 311 still alive? Are they still? You know what's funny?
Oh, they're still going. Yeah.
I was gonna say when we started talking about 211, I was like, this might turn into another music podcast episode, and
here we are.
We are. So is 311 still alive? Are they still jamming?
Oh yeah, I think they're still jamming.
Really?
I might have accidentally seen them at some point in the last 5 years.
No.
Yeah,
no.
I think I.
How drunk were you? Seen,
enough.
And you're like 311. Yeah, sure. Why not? Dubba dubba duh duh duh. Dubba dubba duh duh.
I can't remember if they opened for. Sublime with the new singer who's like his son or something.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Or which was opening for The Offspring. I don't know.
Oh my
God. It might have been one of those shows.
Oh my God. Like
if I did accidentally see them.
All right. We're going on. All right. So one, the fact that you can't quite remember means that you were either too drunk or too drunk to probably like, whatever. Yeah. Or someone was like, hey man, I get an extra ticket. And you're like, have to pay for it, and they're like, nah, like, man, fuck it, I'll go.
Oh, no, I bought tickets for The Offspring for sure, because I love The Offspring, and I'll go see them.
How many are they still alive and playing?
Believe it or not, they have a new album coming out, I think.
Stop it, what is happening?
I don't know. I usually only go see them when they do like the 30th anniversary tour of an album that I actually like, but
the first one, and that's it. Like, they had three songs on there. Come on, don't.
The first album's great, front to back.
Front to back?
Well, not the first album. The first album is the self-titled. No one listened to that. Smash is the good one. That's the one everyone. And then Ixnay on the Ombre, not the worst album I've ever heard. They had a couple of good albums.
Which one? I'm going to solve this case right here. Which one had the Too Fly for a White Guy song on it?
Americana, which I think is their last good album, except that song.
How many albums? How many albums was that after their first?
Three, four.
So
I don't know. Basically, they're pumping them out.
So basically, they had one or two okay albums, and then the rest are shit.
Yeah,
that song was so dumb. And I mean,
yeah, that song stinks.
I know our age difference is a little, you know, it's enough. Where
8 years, yeah.
It's enough. We're like, that song
that's going to come up in a few minutes, by the way.
That's fine. That song was played so much. It was so obnoxious. And the song is so terrible and so annoying, but it was played so much because it's Offspring and they were the hot thing. But they kept playing the song. The music video was everywhere. I know there was a time when music videos were a thing.
Yep.
I'm that one, sick of it.
And Why Don't You Get a Job, which was on the same album. Both of those songs were awful.
Yeah.
Ruined that album. Oh. But every other song on that album is great, in my opinion. Like, they really, like, the two singles, horrible. Every other song is good. That's the one that has The Kids Aren't All Right on it. Great song.
I'll give you, I'm going to make a promise that I'll probably break right now.
Okay.
I will listen to the Offspring albums. The first whatever up until that
four
album. Actually, I'll listen to that. I'll listen up to that for that album. If it's like, what is it, three albums?
Yeah, yeah, something like that.
To that Americana one with the stupid songs on there, which I haven't listened to in years because I'm traumatized by it.
Yeah,
I will listen to all those albums from head to toe, start to finish. I mean, with all their songs are 2-3 minutes long anyway, so 12 songs. Exactly. Yeah, that's fine. I can get it done in like two
half
hours.
Half hour.
Yeah. I've listened to the entire Offspring catalog in a half hour. I'm like, nah, you know what? Fine,
more or less.
I'll listen to that before part one, and then we'll have a short.
Great. Then you can have an educated opinion.
I already have one because I lived through the Offspring. Okay.
Yeah, fair enough. I was like six.
They got two songs, and that's it. Done. Oh, I don't care. Come
Smash at me. Smash is great. The whole album, front to back,
garbage. All right, maybe I'll change my opinion. I will throw that out there. But right now, garbage until proven guilty. Okay.
Sounds good. All right, let's talk about the movie.
Oh, yeah, right. So, official trailer. Oh, and 311, too. I forget about that one. Oh, Jesus.
311, God. No, don't bother listening to 311.
And don't get me started on Sublime. Don't even.
No. Okay. Oh, they had a couple of good albums.
Too. Stop it. Stop.
Heroin, hell of a drug.
Yeah, let me get on that so I can write an album. Get the hell out of here.
It'll get you.
You're useless. They're from Southern California. They're just like faking that, too.
I'm sure they're from Southern California.
They gotta be, right?
Like The Offspring. There you go. It's all coming back. It's all related.
Southern California. So SoCal, good,
baby.
But so useless sometimes. Anyways, okay. Where were we? Oh, yeah. So here's the official trailer. We're at the beginning. So
we're at the title card.
Yes, the trailer is telling us this is the official trailer. We got the mini trailer and ahead of the trailer type thing, which is stupid. Just play the trailer. I know it's for social media. Who cares? No one cares. All right.
Of course.
We got Nick Cage having sad breakfast.
Aw.
Drinking some milk. Right.
I love it's like the most exposition-y shot you can possibly have of like he's like sitting there looking mopey,
alone.
Sad piano is happening. Yeah. And he's reading a piece of paper that says like police pension / retirement plan. Oh, perfect.
So
I know everything.
So now, all right, here's my freeze frame moment here. Because now there were so many details on this shot right here, right? Obviously you missed them.
Of course, yeah.
All right, so you know they are part of the Chesterford Police Department.
I'm aware of that.
Yep. Okay, because it's on the police cars and everything like that. Do you know where Chesterford is located?
No, but it should be North Hollywood.
It should be, because that's where this is inspired on, correct, 1997. Right. No, it's not. If you actually read the P.O. box on the thing up top, it's Chesterford, Massachusetts, which is not a real town in Massachusetts.
Of course not.
It's Chesterfield Tunville. And the zip code they use for Chesterford Tunville is actually a Waltham zip code. North Waltham.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Did they film it in Waltham? We'll find out.
So, I don't know. Because then there's shots of like, I'm like, is this Waltham? I don't know. I can't. I don't know.
Maybe.
Ooh. No Massachusetts accents whatsoever in this movie, though.
Nope.
Which I would love if Nick Cage did a mass. Like a. Oh, that would. Are you kidding
me? It would be so good. Yeah.
Oh. Oscar. Anyways, so.
Everything you want in a movie.
I thought that was fun. So we got that to pick on.
Yep.
All right. So then we get a.
Catch.
Yeah. So we get Nick Cage driving a cop car with cop sunglasses on. Then we get a title card. Our boys in the that hook us up with all these great movies. Momentum Pictures, an Entertainment One company, who we've definitely done some
movies of theirs. For sure.
And right after that, we get our very close friends, friends of the pod, media company, BFFs, Millennium Media. Yeah.
Which
hits.
I'm just, why? Why do you exist as a company?
we have to go back to our roots and get into the money laundering aspect of some of these companies. So we know it's there. We know all the facts are there. We just have to shine a light on it, you know?
Yep, that's right.
All right, so we got Nick Cage being a dick, picking up his partner, laying on the horn, being like, beep, 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 let's go, buddy.
Yeah, I love that the horn is like, as soon as the Millennium title card pops up, it's like, and I was like, oh! It was so jarring.
So jarring and so obnoxious. And his partner's like putting his, yeah, he's coming out, he's got the wife, he's got the family, he's got the house, and he's going to get in the car, the cop car, with his, you know, obviously single, sad, lonely old partner here, Nick Cage.
Yep. Wow. Yep.
And partner's like, hey man, what's happening? And Mike, I think his name is Mike, maybe. He's like, hey, what's happening? He's like, oh, you know.
Yeah, you which know.
I realize I've answered people like that before, and they're like, hey, what's going on? I'm like, eh, you know. And it's like, well, no, that's why I asked the question. So you have to actually give me the answer.
Yeah, you know. That was almost the opening quote.
It's like, no, I don't know. That's why I asked.
Yeah, I love it. Which we get another title card. Speaking of things that really beat us over the head with what's going on in this trailer, there's 800 title cards.
There are a lot in this.
Yeah. Give us back the movie voice guy.
Just going to say that. We need him back. We need to find a replacement or wherever the guy who replaced the guy who used to do it, but we need him.
Right. Just another day.
Yeah, he'd be like, just another day. That'd be perfect. And we cut to the police department. We got mom handing off a kid, her son.
This trailer's so funny.
It is hilarious for a lot of reasons. I'm not sure how far we're going to point them all out, but...
Yeah, including this one.
But so we got a mom dropping off her son for a ride-along, and she's signing paperwork over, and there's hugs, whatever. And she's like, this is completely safe. And the woman behind is like, absolutely, we do them all the time.
We do these ride-alongs constantly.
The time.
I know this is going to go awry.
Well, it's in Chesterfordtonville, Massachusetts. What could possibly go wrong? What could go wrong?
Nothing ever happens in North Hollywood, Chesterford.
Chesterfordtonville. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So then we get another title card right after that. Just another ride-along.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's not. And then we got Nick Cage and a partner coming to pick up the kid in the police department there at HQ there. And they're like, you ready to go? And he's like, I guess. So it feels like, has this kid been forced to do this or something? Like community service?
I think it's like a scared straight kind of thing, I think.
I think so, too.
Where they're like, don't get into trouble, young man.
Yeah, this is, sending all three in a cop car, hanging out. And they get the ride along in the back seat, which... Not a safety tip, but you never want to be in the backseat of a cop car
because
you can't get out.
Only bad things can happen. Yes.
Things aren't good from there on.
And he's got his phone out, right? He's taking a video for some reason.
Of Nick Cage, right? He's like, yeah.
Why?
It's just to set off this commentary about cops being filmed, which I'm curious to see which way this is going to go when we watch this movie.
I think we know which way it's going to go.
I think we know too.
It's 2018, remember?
Oh, right.
Everywhere I go, I got a camera in my face.
Shut that thing off, man. You know? So the kid hands Nick Cage's phone, whatever. And then
and then they do,
get a camera in my face. They're for a reason, dude.
Yes, because you're going to do crimes, probably.
Probably.
Yeah. But I love the transitions that they do in this trailer are I'm trying to think of the reference point. It's super pulpy, Law and Order-y, where it's black and white, flash photo of a cop car kind of thing. You're like, why?
They do that throughout the entire thing where they do a quick freeze frame. Show a shot in motion and then do a freeze frame and they turn it black and white. And right. And then
I love it.
Yeah. This guy definitely directed
80s.
He definitely directed a few episodes of Law and Order. I think you're right.
Special Victims all the way. So he's then he goes on this whole rant about this is the right time to retire. Everybody's got a camera now. Everybody's got a lawyer. I'm retiring at the right time, which you're like, Nick Cage, you shouldn't be complaining about people having lawyers. That's good.
Yeah.
Oh no.
And, and this meanwhile, this is like shots of them like driving around Chesterton-ville, Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Which I was like, I did some freeze frames. Like, is that any, is that, it could be maybe downtown Waltham area, but I don't think so. I don't know.
We'll find out.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, man, you got to, and talking to his partner, he's like, you got a lot of crap to deal with moving forward. Yeah. I was a cop at the right time.
Young whippersnappers, like, you don't know what's going on these days.
Yeah, I feel like his young partner is like, would you just shut up, you old boomer, and fucking along?
Definitely.
Pretty much.
And this is when things take a turn.
Oh,
we get our siren.
Yeah. Well, we cut to
hilarious equipment shot. That's what, with the bad guys.
Well, yeah, we cut to a warehouse where we see our SUV, whatever, and like tons of guns, like over the top, heavy armor. Yep.
And they do like the black and white photos of the guns and stuff.
And I love it. And it's like, yeah, you get the SUV, we got the tons of guns, and we got a plan, right? 5 minutes, we're in, we're out, we're rich. That's basically it. By the way, that's never how that works. So there's no way you're going to get in there and out. You're not going to do that in 5 minutes. I'm telling you right now. Like,
yeah, no, that's tough.
That's not going to happen. So it's not going to take you 5 minutes. Yeah, anyways,
just one big score.
Yeah.
Big score.
Yeah, yeah, right. And it's like, meanwhile, the cop is like, this is the last job I got. You know, just ride along. This is how I'm going to spend my retirement day.
2 days away from retirement.
It's like all the really bad tropes of like every cop heist movie ever, which, hey.
I'm worried I'm going to like it.
Could be. I was just going to say, which could be totally fine. Like, I'm too old for this shit, you know?
We like those.
Me too. So let me cut to the heist.
Leave the weapon, me.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. Let me cut to our heist boys, and they're exiting their SUV, and they're getting out. They're all fired up. They're all amped up. They've got all their gear on, and they're going and again, doing this like freeze frame kind of thing. They enter the bank with a hostage and yelling for peeps to get on the ground. They're like, everyone get on the ground, you know? And then get the camera POV shot of like someone head, you know, gun butt someone in the head and knocking them out. It goes black, and we get another title card. This is a long one.
Oh, my God.
Inspired by one of the longest and bloodiest bank heists in history.
Now, this is where I think we have to take a quick little break.
Okay.
To talk about the North Hollywood shootout, right?
Sure.
Because when they said that, I was like, oh, they must be talking about the North Hollywood shootout. And then the more this trailer progressed, I was like, this is very loosely.
Very loosely.
Oh, loosely based.
Very loosely based.
Like not at all.
Not at
like,
all.
Just say it's any other heist because.
Yeah. Like if it was. Like, yeah. Yeah. Like
none of the details are lining up.
No, other than maybe the same number of rounds were shot or something. I don't know. Or like.
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe. Because one, we're not in Hollywood. We're on the other.
Nope.
We're on the other coast.
That's right.
Two, we're in like a kind of sleepy town, you know. Massachusetts.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Three. That one in West Hollywood, I think it only had two guys going in.
That's right.
Heavily armed. They definitely were armed to the T, but this one's got like four or five guys because you have to have a couple guys you gotta kill, right? It's a movie.
Exactly. Expendables.
The Expendables. What else?
I mean, you hit the big ones, I think. Like, I was 8, so you were 16, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, you might remember this on the news. I don't really, but I did just listen to a podcast about it, like, actually a few weeks ago.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it's fresh in my mind.
Oh, that's awesome. I don't remember this. Like, I remember, like, when it mentioned it, or when I quickly Googled, like, what the fuck is, like, oh, yeah, I vaguely remember that going down, but.
Yeah, it's not funny because.
No.
You know, people got injured. Nobody died except the robbers.
Yeah, I was going to say, no one got killed.
Except the two robbers.
Yes, except for the two robbers, which, yeah. Was this one where they had the footage of it, where, like, they were, like, on the streets of,
Yes.
It's actually flashing
this
back.
This is the one where they were, like, out on the streets of North Hollywood.
I remember, I think I may have been watching this on the news as a kid.
I'm sure you must have. Yeah. Everyone was watching it on the news.
I remember the helicopter hours. Footage. I remember the helicopter footage, the cops in the street, whatever. And like,
yes. And they took shots. Like these guys were like, they were going to be very dead by the end of it, but they were like hanging in there for some reason, like walking around the block still. Like the second guy like made it like around the corner onto a different street that the cops didn't secure. Like a huge failure of policing in general.
Yeah.
the whole thing was like wildly disproportionate. Like they could have ended so many other ways.
Two guys, like come on. Yes. I mean, Jesus, it's the best Call of Duty round ever. Like settle them down.
Yeah, it was like a game of GTA, except for where people got injured. in real life. But yeah, I was like, as soon as it said based on the longest and bloodiest bank heist in history, I was like.
Inspired, not based, because that's different, right? I think based on would be they'd have to be a little more historically accurate.
I would think.
I think that's like, those terms are used very loosely. Inspired by it, be like, oh yeah, I saw this thing about this big bank heist, and I was like, I thought I read a movie about it. And it's like,
you can't
tag a movie inspired by that.
Just say it's The Town or something. Like what? Right. Like, who cares? Like. It doesn't need to be based on or inspired by anything. Like, oh, it's a bank heist movie. We all know what a bank heist is.
Get into it. Right. Like,
yeah. Like, so silly.
Yeah. They're all inspired
that's
by
made me mad.
Bank heists that have been happening forever. So.
Right. People rob banks. There's money there.
Inspired by the great train robbery of 1887. Like, just no. Stop it.
just get it over with.
Yeah. Right.
No, because then the rest of the title cards are like, about like
the one
make it very clearly not inspired by like outnumbered and outgunned. You're like they're like, definitely outgunned.
Yeah, that was definitely not the case at all. Like,
no, the robbers were wildly outnumbered. Oh, maybe the title cards are about the robbers.
maybe the POV is actually.
I'm prognosticating.
Okay, let's go. We'll get there.
Anyway, I had to digress for a minute, only because it's fresh in my mind from that other podcast a few weeks ago.
No, but I agree though, because like that's kind of an irritating to like use that as like a selling point for your movie is like to call this like
don't... inspired by The Town. Just say that.
This other movie.
Inspired by Ben Affleck.
Yes. Also from Massachusetts, where this movie takes place. Whoa.
Exactly.
What was the line of the movie? 999,000 bank robberies happen in the U.S. 998,000 happened in The Town. It's like, all right, shut up.
This is so stupid. It's perfect. The perfect movie.
Oh, my God. Jesus. All right. So then we got that tagline, title card. And then we cut to our trio. We got our ride along and Nick Cage and our partner there, Matt. Or whatever his name is.
Yeah, guns are blasting.
They're getting the call and they're like, I think we're right here. I feel like they got the call and they're like, I think we're pulling up to that bank right now because we're going to make a deposit. And like all of a sudden, like the robbery's going on.
I think it's a
2-1-1. Is it a 2-1 or a 2-11? And all of a sudden, like, absolute chaos. And it's like absolute chaos.
You say 2-11, I say 2-1-1.
Yeah, that's weird. I wonder if we've been saying it both wrong, or maybe we're both right.
You say baby too.
You say tomato, I say tomato. Mm-hmm. You say tomato, I say guy with a mustache. So yeah, the mega gunfire just explodes. We got the cop car going in reverse, slamming into another car. We got partner Mike is calling it in. He's like, we got major gun, my turn of my car and a Swiss cheese. It's from a better movie. More gunfire. We got hostages in the bank. They're like, oh my God, I'm scared. And then we got leader of the gang telling hostages like, hey, we ain't here to play games.
Play the games.
Yeah. And I just wish everyone had like Massachusetts, like hardcore thick Massachusetts accents throughout this entire movie. Like, come on, Lee, go all in. It would have been
low hanging fruit.
Wow, so easy.
It would have been more fun because the dialogue's going to be awful. Like we can already tell.
Dialogue's going to be awful. Our main villain here,
it seems like it's going to be boring.
Hey, work at your craft. You're going to get better. Keep doing it. Right. Mm-hmm. Let's see what he's done since 2018, but holy smokes. It's a little rough. So we cut back outside. We got more gunfire, just a lot of gunfire. And we got a ride along running for cover. He's like, and he gets into some random car in like the back of like a Jeep or something.
Yeah.
And then we cut to Cage just talking to his partner and some other cop. And he's like, my ride along, where is he? We got to find him.
Oh, we lost him.
We lost the kid. Yeah. What about these two bank robbers who are literally just littering the town with bullets right now? Nah, don't worry about it. I'm gonna find my ride along. Yeah. Okay. Sure.
And like, he's like running around, like gets into some random SUV, which might be the bank robber's SUV.
Okay. No. Yeah. Well, the kid. Yeah. He runs around. I thought I thought at first, but I don't think it.
That would be funny. It would be a good hijinks.
Let's hang on to that one. Let's hang on to the little negative information. Womp, womp, womp. Then he's in the back because they're throwing the money on top of him.
So funny.
And then we get our new set of title cards to now shift the focus on Nick Cage, his last day, you know, I'm too old for this shit kind of moment.
Yep.
One cop. And then we cut to like more gunfire from the bank to the outside. We got a guy doing a sniper rifle. We got Nick Cage taking cover. We got the partner firing back. Little title card outnumbered.
Yeah.
Cut to the partner. He's like, "Ah, man, I've been shot in the leg. Ah,
I'm hit.
I'm down.
Hang in there, man."
Yeah, Nick Cage can be like, "Hang in there, man. It's a. He got shot in the thigh. He won't be able to walk for a little while.
A flesh wound.
He's fine. Settle down. Wrap it up. Put pressure on it. I've never been shot in the leg. I'm sure it hurts, but come on.
It probably hurts a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure it hurts a lot, but I don't know.
I'm assuming. I get hit with a paintball once. It hurt a little bit.
Yeah, this sting.
Ow.
Stop shooting me. And we get another title card. Outgunned. So not only is our one cop outnumbered, he's also outgunned.
Gasp.
What's he going to do?
Yeah, the one cop, except for
there's
in a second, we're going to see eight other cops that get shot.
We also learned they showed up a little too late. So
Right. Of course. My bad.
So we get the title card outgunned and we get bad guy. He's back inside and... Yep. You know, he's like, a little twist here. He's like, let's give them something else to worry about. And we get a little beep, beep, a little trigger pull. And some random store blows up somewhere and a car blows up.
Yeah, it's awesome. Again, not what happened in the North Hollywood shit.
No, but it was inspired by, not based on.
Right, so. Inspired. Yeah. Loosely inspired by.
Very. And then we cut to maybe someone at the headquarters, a sergeant or chief or someone, I don't know, in the little radio being like, get them out of here. You got to get them out of there right now.
Yeah. Which I assume they were talking about ride along kid, but
that's what I thought. I was like, get our two boys in the ride along, get them all out of there. Like, let them, if it's a real bank, if it's a real bank, all the money's insured. Just, you know what? Pull back and get out of there and let them run away with them.
Who cares?
It's insured, baby. Don't let guys just start littering the town with bullets.
Listeners, if I've said it once, I've said it 100 times, probably not in a few episodes, but always rob insured banks.
That's right. I think it's a safety tip, actually. No, I think we've already covered it. I think we've already covered this one. So it's somewhere.
That was an early episode. Might have been before we started doing safety tips.
Might have been 10 minutes. Might have been 10 minutes gone or whatever.
Probably was, yeah. Always rob insured banks. You don't want to hurt the little guy. Just hurt the insurance companies.
That's right. So we got some guy. He's like the sergeant. He's like, get them the hell out of there. I need to get them out of there. Tell them to get that car out of there. Our only Boston accent guy.
Get to the chopper.
He didn't have one at all. Like, no one had.
Nope.
I made a title card. We'll answer the call.
Which at this point, like, too many title cards. It's too far away. Even, obviously, it's longer. It's more extended than when Russ and I are picking on it. But even in the trailer, it felt like they were too far away to make a coherent sentence to me.
What,
who are we talking about again? Who's answering the call? What?
Well, because the way the trailer starts, I mean, it's definitely all focused on Nick Cage. It's like, okay, that's our guy, I guess. But it's, I don't know. But so we come back to the HQ headquarters, police headquarters here. And it seems like our boy Nick Cage is getting grilled by other cops there. They say something. He's like, no, we were on the scene.
We got there as quick as we could.
No, we were on the scene. Took you guys. You were an hour late. An hour is lives, my friends, in our line of duty. He didn't say all this, but I feel like that's the line to say.
It was implied.
Time is of the essence, you know?
Heals all wounds.
Time
except
means...
gun wounds.
That's right. If you live, you survive them. And then we go back to the bank.
Wounds, including gun wounds?
Maybe. Shrug.
Maybe.
Depending on where it lands.
Yeah.
But you always remember it. And then there's, then we cut back to the bank outside. We're like, more gunfire. Pew, 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 pew. And then we get a
classic. Cops are getting shot left and right.
Then we get a classic Nick Cage. He's like, what took you so long? He's like yelling at people like, yes, we're
getting it.
I can't wait for that. And we get a title card. The only one we really needed, Nicolas Cage.
Sold.
They should just have the trailer be like, title card, Nicolas Cage. Done. Over. We're in. We cut to Cage just doing straight up action. He's just firing a machine gun, doing, and then
rolling around on the ground,
taking a ride along in the cover. More shooting from the ground. He's like, you motherfucker. And then we get an exploding truck shot that goes up into fake flames, CGI flames that look terrible, to reveal our final title card, 211, 211.
Both. I didn't think that was going to be the thing that divided us in this episode, but it is.
That's it, huh? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Wow, what a trailer. Did you scroll down to the comments?
No. Well, I did a little bit. Like, there was a lot of excited people about this in the first half. And I went further because, like, sometimes you got to go deep.
Yeah.
On YouTube comments, you got to go deep. You have to go back a couple, like a month or two or 3 months.
That's right.
It gets real dark.
I love all the people that are just like, I don't know. The first trailer is usually not very good. I'm going to go. I would pay money to see this. Who are you? do you work for Millennium Films? Like,
I love how, like, scrolling through, like, YouTube comments or any comment section is like scrolling through, like, the layers of hell. It's like the top service, you're like, this isn't so bad. Like, this is whatever. Yeah. It's fine. Further you get down, it's just like, oh, this is just dark. I don't know. I shouldn't be here. I've scrolled too far. Oh,
that's racist.
This is like
how did I get here?
This is a year before the movie even came out. What is going on?
Yep, that sounds right.
That all checks out. So that's 211, 211, the sequel to 311 Band.
That's right. Yeah, this is the origin story. Now it's time to prognosticate.
It's the 211, it's a documentary origin story about how 311 was founded. They start out with only one singer. Like, man, we can't be like every other band in history and just have one singer. Let's have someone who raps too. You guys go back and forth between songs, and sometimes, I don't know, share a song.
After they get away from the bank robbery.
Yeah. So 311 is doing the bank heist. And then,
you know what, guys? We should start a band.
That's their cover, right? And then they start like a rock Jamaican rap band.
That's right.
Crossing all genres. And they didn't really need the money because they already had it because they stole it from a bank, but they used that to just get out there and...
We all know the music business is where you make money. Yes. Famously.
They didn't care though, because they're like, it's all about getting the vibes out.
It's all about my amber energy, you know?
I mean, we might have just prognosticated right there. This might be done. But...
Yeah. I think this is actually going to be a different movie.
Yeah? What do you got?
Yeah. I think it's going to be... I haven't done this in a while. Mm. I think everything that we saw in the trailer is probably like the first 15 minutes.
I like this. I like when you do this. Yep.
And I think then it switches to the ride along kid.
Mm-hmm.
He becomes a cop. He's actually the main character.
Okay.
And Nicolas Cage did successfully retire after this.
Okay.
But remains like a mentor to the ride along kid.
Okay. Time. All
right. Right. And so I think we pick up the rest of the movie shortly before Nicolas Cage's funeral. He dies in the movie, I'm assuming.
I'm on board with that. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, you know, the kid gets like his one last piece of advice where it's like,
hey, kid,
don't be a cop.
Don't be too old for this shit.
Yeah. Exactly. Something like that.
Didn't you take that from another movie? What movie?
Yep. And then the kid turns into a bank robber and does the town.
I'm into that.
With Ben Affleck, right?
I'm kind of on board with that. I actually think it's going to go slightly different. I think the kid, hear me out. I think the kid is actually kind of like a Kaiser Sose situation here. Yeah, Usual Suspects. I think he's the one who planned this entire robbery. He knows that he's done his research. He's a smart kid. He's the one who's planning this whole thing. He knows it's Nick Cage's last day on the job, right?
Yep.
And there's going to be some point halfway through the movie, he's like, hey, man, they're going to discover that he's actually behind this whole thing. He's like,
why don't we swing by that bank on third?
Well, no, he's going to be like, swing by the bank. Let's do this whole thing, right? And he sets this whole thing up. But then the convincing point to let the robbers get away is that he's like, hey, Nick Cage, how's your pension looking? Pretty shitty, right?
Oh, he buys
How about you take a cut of what we're getting from the bank here, but you let my boys get away because the other cops aren't going to show up for another hour because you know what? We're in Chesterford, Tundaville, Massachusetts. They don't care.
You're right. And the thing we didn't see.
FDIC insured. They don't care, man. Don't fire your gun.
Man.
No one cares. Take the money. It's ours.
Yep.
We earned it.
Yep. And that scene at the beginning of the trailer where he's sitting at his table looking at his retirement paperwork.
Yeah.
We didn't see next to it is the old classic movie thing where it's like foreclosure or whatever, you know, like he
bills.
He's behind on his bills.
Man, overdue.
Pile it up.
Yeah, on his, right? And this kid's done his homework and he knows it's his last day. Right. This is how we get this done. And that's how they escape. And then they go on.
And then
on.
They do a national treasure?
Yes. And then they go on to national treasure hunts. And they happen to fund a band called 311. I'm telling you, it's a perfect crime.
The perfect crime.
Perfect.
You know what we need now, Nick?
Nick.
Good vibes only. Sorry.
I mean, realistically, what's going to happen? I mean, those both sound like. I mean, we know those are better movies, right?
For sure.
What's actually going to happen, though, is it's going to be Nick Cage just trying to find a ride-along and saving him from being in his cast. I think you're right. I think the kid gets in the SUV of the robbers.
He definitely does.
He totally does, right?
It's going to be wicked funny.
And then it's all Nick Cage going after him to kill these last four or five guys, whatever, as they break away. He
it's a gets them, thing.
Saves the kid, but Nick Cage dies at the end.
Ooh, okay. You have Nick Cage dying at the end.
Oh, absolutely. What's he gonna live for? For what? A shitty pension? He's got. We know he's got like back due bills. We know that. But he's gonna be like, hey, this was the thing. You know, this makes me feel like a good cop. Like I did my job. I saved a life. I can go out now.
I think we see him end up destitute. I don't think he dies. I think we just like see him like get foreclosed on.
There's in a sequel where it's just like Nick Cage is like this homeless old guy because like.
Yep.
The system doesn't give a shit about him and like whatever. Yeah.
That's what I think happens.
That would be better commentary on the state of things, but
212 is the next movie.
No, they're going to glorify him. 212. I think you mean 212.
Right, that's right. Yeah, 212 in 212 he's doing crimes now because he's broke.
All right, well I think that's pretty good. I think we did good. I think our prognostications are poignant. I think they're on point two. So right side, hour and 23 minutes.
That's why we picked it.
Minus credits. We're at like an hour and 19 minutes.
Oof. Explosions. Plenty of those.
That's all we need. Gunfire, explosions, and Nick Cage yelling at people.
You had me at Cage yelling.
First title card should have been Nicolas Cage. First title card should have been Nicolas.
It was. The first title card was Nicolas Cage. Remember?
Was it?
Nicolas Cage, 211. Oh, the trailer.
I forgot. That was the trailer. And the trailer, and I'm done. I'm in. Love the idea of the first title card being Nicolas. The second one being like Cage.
Nicolas Cage, turn it off.
Done. I'm in. Sign me up.
All right. I'll watch it.
Stream it into my eyeballs directly. Mm-hmm. Okay, well we're done here. I think we're gonna pull out of this situation, right?
Yep. Stream into your earballs.
That's right. Thanks for listening, everyone. We'll be back next week with a full breakdown of 211 or 211. We'll figure that out.
No, we won't.
Probably not. I'll totally forget. Don't promise that. By the time we get there, and
yeah, we'll do the same thing again in part one.
Most likely. In the meantime, you can follow us on Instagram at It's This Meets That. So much advice going on there. You should go check it out. Subscribe to us where you listen to podcasts and set us the Dotto download. And if you like the show, tell a friend.
Please and thank you. Or write a review if you don't feel like doing any of those things. 5 stars would be nice. Apple Podcasts lets you do that. Spotify lets you do that. They all let you do that, right? They all float down here. Or if you're feeling old fashioned, send us an email. I already mentioned it at the top when we didn't have fan service listeners. You can fix that. It's thismeetsthat@gmail.com. Or go to the website. You don't want to do any of those things. You forgot everything we just said. Russ and I have a tendency to ramble. Just go to itsthismeetsthat.com where you can get all the old episodes, merch, t-shirts, mouse pads.
I was looking for mouse pads. Hold on. I'm calling you out here. I was looking for merch. I was on the merch website, beautiful, by the way. I love it. A lot of selections, a lot of options. I'm looking at the baseball shirts, the hats, the shirts, the baseball tees, sweatshirts.
No mouse pads?
I didn't see an option for mouse pads. So,
oh God.
Maybe you gotta stop saying that.
I'm a liar.
Well, you made a
promise. Mugs. This mug.
Hey, you're not a liar. You just made a promise that you didn't keep.
We haven't kept yet.
Yet.
So, like the board game or the thongs or anything else that we do that we don't usually do.
The music tour, 2024 has turned into a shit show.
Yep. Listeners, if you want to find out all of the things that Russ and I have promised and did not deliver, go to the website. Which you could probably find a reference to it there at some point. Definitely in old episodes.
Yeah, absolutely.
Russ's book Host, still out. Believe it or not, they still make copies of that.
They didn't ban it yet.
Oh, you should get it banned, dude. Ooh, then people will buy it.
Right? I don't know. I'm sure Florida did. Jerks.
Good point. Yeah, Host is the name of the book. Wherever you buy books. Again, it's thismeetsthat.com.